Saddleback College, son of a former Major League Baseball player, Rod Barajas, who played 15 seasons, and also the brother of Jace, another player on the rafters, and he pops this one straight back and out of play. Still a 2-2 count. Runner on third base is Landon Gaz, and he'll be running on any ball put into play as, well, not quite any ball, but almost any ball. 2-2 the count. And the pitch to Barajas outside for ball number three. 3-2 the count. And now it seems like any pitch he'll be taking off on. But not too much of a rush, as Barajas will have to reach safely. 3-2 the count. Pitch on the way home. It misses outside for ball number four. And Barajas works on to first base. He is on for the first time this game, and he keeps his on-base streak alive as Junior Barajas has now reached in every single one of his games, still keeps that streak alive up to 10 games. This is his 10th game of the season, and it brings up Hayden Carlson to the plate with runners on the corners and two outs in the bottom of the fourth. Rafters have already scored two runs in this inning, trying to keep the inning going, and the first pitch to Carlson is in there for strike number one. Noah Weck still on the mound for the Dockspiders, despite the rough inning, trying to at least go through the four. 0-1 the count to the right-handed hitting shortstop. Righty-righty matchup, and it's fouled back to bring it 0-2. And Hayden Carlson, man, last week for him, absolutely incredible. From Sunday through Saturday, he ended up going 6-for-16 with 8 RBIs, a home run, and a double. Grounds one over to the left side, and it's picked up at shortstop. A long throw over to first, and not in time. It's an infield single, an RBI for Hayden Carlson. And that makes it now a 3-run game in the bottom of the fourth. It's 8-5 in the bottom of the inning, and now still two runners on base as the Rafters have done damage against Noah Weck. Three runs in this inning alone. And now at the plate, Eric Harper, he represents the tying runner for the Rafters, swings and misses at the first pitch for strike number one. And Harper, no home runs on the season yet for Wisconsin Rapids, but that case could not be made for him collegiately this past season. Man, oh man, he was incredible at NOC Tonkawa. 12 homers over the spring season as the 0-1 count misses high for ball number one. 1-1 the count. And those 12 homers came with 40 RBIs for the Mavericks. Had an 1186 OPS over 52 games. 1-1 the count to him now. It's over to the right side, but oh, a nice sliding grab over at first base by Hankerson Jr. He'll step on the bag himself, and it goes 3 unassisted to get the Dockspiders out of the inning. But the Rafters managed to get 3 runs back thanks to the 2 hits. There was 1 error, and the Rafters left 2 on base. We head to the 5th inning. It's 8-5 Dockspiders here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Now in the top of the fifth inning, the Raptors down on the scoreboard 8-5 and, well, trying to get things turned around on the pitching side. Justin Battle went 3-up, 3-down after taking over for Preston Steiner in the fourth inning. And, well, Noah Weck, his night probably done with by the time that we'll come back to the fifth inning. Well, it is done with. He threw 40 pitches in that fourth inning, which means he's not eligible to return, even though he only has 85 on the game, but he will not be coming back out for the fifth inning. The Raptors, however, returning with Justin Battle in the first pitch, misses low for ball number one. Taylor Freeman leading off the top of the fifth inning. It's 8-5 Dock Spiders, and Freeman, the right-handed hitting batter for Fond du Lac. 1-0 count is grounded foul down the third base line to bring it 1-1. Freeman 2-for-2 on the game. He singled back in the fourth inning to lead off that inning, and he doubled in the second inning to lead off that one. He's been the leadoff man in all three innings he stepped up to the plate. Despite batting in the six hole, 1-1 the count, misses high for ball number two, a 2-1 count. I got to say, the six hole is maybe the oddest spot to bat leadoff in, outside of maybe the two or three spot. He's done it three times. 2-1 the count to him. It misses low for ball number three, a 3-1 count. Freeman, the right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup with Justin Battle on the mound. Now the 3-1 count. It is in there, called for strike number two, and Freeman was walking on down towards first base, but, well, you're not Freddie Freeman. Not going to get that call, and now a full count to Taylor Freeman. 2-for-2 on the game, though. He's been pretty good and launches this one down the left field line towards the corner. It will bounce off the netting. It's a home run for Taylor Freeman. He might as well be Freddie Freeman. Third hit of the game, his second extra base hit, and it extends the lead back up to 4 runs for the Dock Spiders. Solo shot to lead off the fifth. It's the second home run of the game for Fond du Lac, and man, the Raptors right now, they can't avoid the home run ball from the opposing teams. That's been the problem defensively for the pitching staff. Earlier today, they didn't allow a home run, but they allowed 5 home runs in 2 games against Wausau in their home-and-home series. And now at the plate, Jonathan Fitz takes the first pitch outside for ball number one. 2 home runs in this game for the Dock Spiders. I mean, that thing was absolutely smoked by Taylor Freeman. 1-0 the count. It's high for ball number two. Now 2-0. And Fitz, the right-handed hitting catcher. It's a righty-righty matchup with Justin Battle. He is 1-for-2 in the game. It's singled his last time up back in the fourth inning, and the 2-0 count is taken on the inside edge for strike number one. Make it a 2-1 count, and Fitz lined out to the shortstop back in the second inning. It was a very well-hit ball, but Hayden Carlson just picked it out of the air. Stole his second hit of the game away from him. 2-1 count, breaking ball misses outside, now 3-1. So Fitz has been seeing it well today, even though he's batting just 156 on the season. 3-1, the count. Pitch on the way home. It's popped foul and out of play. Still a full count. Tommy Guggins is on deck with Jaron Cotton due up in the hole. Jonathan Fitz trying to stay alive in the count and get on base. Got a 3-2 count. Battle taking his time on the mound. Now brings the leg up, fires home, and this one is sent high but foul towards the right side of the field and out of play. Still 3-2 the count. Seventh pitch of the plate appearance coming up here, and Justin Battle about to throw his 13th pitch of the inning, and it's just the second batter that he's faced. They've certainly been working the count well. 3-2 the count as Battle will fire to Fitz. He sends this one into left field on the line, but not as far, and it's picked up by the Rafters left fielder, Jake Beauchesne, for out number one. And Fitz, I mean, he was hitting the ball well there, but just not well enough. And it brings up Tommy Guggins to the plate with one away and nobody on in the top of the fifth inning. 9-5, the Dock Spiders lead. Well, just trying to get through this inning, and Justin Battle trying to get out of it. The first pitch to Tommy Guggins is called for strike number one, and this goes back to Jafet Martinez's last appearance for the Rafters. Martinez, you go back to last night at Wausau. He ended up going an inning and two-thirds, and the only base runner that reached was the home run from Josh Arquette. So it was a pretty quality relief appearance for him, and here gets a swing and a miss. Battle, very similarly, has allowed just the home run to reach of the five batters that he's faced. 0-2 the count, and that one just high for ball number one. Now a 1-2 count. Battle's gone an inning and a third here, and trying to go at least two complete innings. And, well, if you allow just one run over two innings, that works out to a 4-5 ERA. That's not too bad of an outing. 1-2 count, gets a swing and a miss. Strike number three. It's the second strikeout of the game for Justin Battle, and it brings up Jaron Cotton with two away and the bases empty in the top of the fifth. Still a four-run Dock Spiders lead, thanks to the home run from Taylor Freeman to lead off the fifth inning. Man, I tell you what, Freeman, he's just a triple away from the cycle, and we're only in the fifth inning. Although a triple going to be hard to come by in Wisconsin Rapids. This season, the Rafters haven't allowed all too many triples as a team. And the first pitch on the way, it's fouled back and out by Jaron Cotton, who is 1-for-1 in game number two here. That one hit a single from the second, but he drew a walk back in the fourth inning his last time up. Talking about the triples that the Rafters have allowed, they've allowed just three triples all year long. 0-1 the count to Jaron Cotton, and that one is a check swing that he didn't go around on. It missed north of the zone for ball number one. 1-1 the count, and Cotton, he walked back in the fourth inning, came around to score on the two RBI double from TP Wentworth. And you're getting to a nasty part of the order coming up next. 1-1 count, misses away for ball number two. Now 2-1. Both Devin Nunez and TP Wentworth had doubles their last times up. Those are the next two batters that we're going to see. 2-1 the count to Cotton, and the pitch is right down the middle for strike number two. Now 2-2 the count. Battle a strike away from getting out of this inning, allowing just the one run. And well, that run came on a towering home run from Taylor Freeman. Got out in a jiffy. Liner over to left. 2-2 the count in the righty-righty matchup. Pitch on the way from Battle. He swings and misses. Strike number three. Third strikeout of the game for Justin Battle. Not too bad of an appearance, but he did allow the one run on one hit. There were no errors, and there was nobody left on base here in the top of the fifth. To the bottom of the fifth we go. It's 9-5. Fond du Lac here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back in to Rafters baseball. It is the bottom of the fifth inning. It's a four-run game. The Dock Spiders have the lead, but the Rafters stayed in it thanks to a three-run bottom of the fourth inning. What will they do in response to the solo shot from Taylor Freeman? He hit that one in the top of the fifth inning. That extended the lead back up to four. It's 9-5, and well, I said this earlier when the Rafters took the 9-5 lead. It's Dolly Parton who's singing it loud and clear. Well, the Rafters trying to get back into this game, and they don't want to be working those long hours. Actually, I think they want to be working even longer. 9-9. We'll see if they can get there. But Hiroto Kobayashi up at the plate, and the first pitch to him misses outside for ball number one. It's Kobayashi, Clayton Jr., and Nick Adrian due up against a new pitcher for the Dock Spiders. It's a lefty on the round, Ryan Ament, as the 1-0 count misses inside to make it 2-0. Kobayashi, 0-2 on the game, right-handed hitting right fielder. It's a righty-lefty matchup to lead off the bottom of the fifth inning. 2-0 count on the way. That one again misses. It's 3-0, and Ryan Ament just not finding his spot right now. 3-0 to Hiroto Kobayashi. Trying to get on base for the first time this game. He has been riding quite the on-base streak, and, well, he'll extend it here with a four-pitch walk to start off the fifth inning. And that brings up Royce Clayton Jr. with a runner on first and nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth. Ryan Ament taking over for Noah Weck. We have a final line for him. He went four innings pitched, allowed five runs. All five were earned on six hits, three walks with four strikeouts. He faced 22 batters and threw 85 pitches. Pitch on the way home to Royce Clayton Jr. misses outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Clayton, the right-handed hitting center fielder. It's a righty-lefty matchup. Working in favor of Clayton, and the off-speed pitch drops in there and makes it 1-1. Called for a strike. Clayton saw a four-pitch walk back in the fourth inning. Prior to that, he lined out to third base. It's a great play over there by the third baseman. Pops a bunt straight back, and oh man, what a play behind the plate by Jonathan Fitz as Kobayashi isn't able to take off from first base on the pop-up, so it goes in the books as a P2 on the pop-out, and it brings up Nick Adrian to the plate with a runner on first and one away in the bottom of the fifth inning. Rafters still down four runs, and Nick Adrian, the right-handed hitting catcher, he's 1-for-1. Drew a walk back in the fourth inning and singled in the second. First pitch on the way is ripped over to the left side of the infield under the glove of the third baseman Cotton and into left field. It's another hit for Nick Adrian. He is perfect on the game, on base for the third time today, and sends Hiroto Kobayashi over to second base. Runners on first and second with only one out in the bottom of the fifth as Ben Caston warms up for the Dock Spiders. Although, of course, they're hoping to get through Ryan Ament first off, but might need to make that move earlier than anticipated. A four-run game, and the tying runner is on deck for the Rafters. Pitch on the way home from Ament misses high for ball number one. Landon Gaz, 2-for-2 in this game, and both of them doubles. His last one an RBI, and he eventually came around to score. And that last one, oh man, it was maybe a few inches shy of a home run as he swings and misses at this pitch to bring it 1-1. Hit off the top of the wall and just couldn't quite get over that white line. 1-1 the count. Runner on second is Kobayashi. On first is Adrian. Righty-lefty matchup with Ament still on the mound. 1-1 the count. Pitch on the way home. It's hit well out towards right center field. He could have another extra base hit. This one is going back, and this one is gone! One-run game! Landon Gaz, his third extra base hit of the night. And my goodness, goes opposite field on that one. He makes this 9-8 in the bottom of the fifth. RBIs 2, 3, and 4 of the game and of the season. What a monster night for Landon Gaz. He clears them in the bottom of the fifth. Smoked at 100 miles an hour off the bat. 393 bunt attempt from Skinner. It goes back to the mound, and it's a throw over to first. A 1-3 putout takes care of Luke Skinner on the first pitch. Couldn't quite keep the momentum going along, but man, oh man, Landon Gaz, see you later. Now a one-run game, the tying runner at the plate for the Rafters. And it's up to Jake Beauchesne with two outs in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch to him is called for strike number one, makes it 0-1. And Beauchesne had three of the previous RBIs on the game, three of the five, but another three were added just there by Landon Gaz, and he takes that pitch for ball number one, 1-1 count. Beauchesne has an RBI in all three of his plate appearances so far. Well, the only way to do that here would be another home run. That pitch misses outside for ball number two. However, the Rafters have yet to see a multi-home run game from a player this year. It has not happened yet. Beauchesne does have two home runs today, though, and a home run in the ninth inning of last game. The 12:05 start time on that one, and this pitch misses outside for ball number three, a 3-1 count. And then he followed that up. The next pitch that he saw was in the first pitch of the first inning here. 3-1 count, gets a swing and a miss to make it 3-2. And so Beauchesne still trying to find that power swing once again. He has already shown off the pop of the bat. Both home runs of the season for him, as he's a second half player, have come today, and he takes that pitch low for ball number four. Well, it's not an RBI, but he does put himself on base, and that means the go-ahead runner steps up to the plate. Tying runner on first, it's 9-8 in the bottom of the fifth. Junior Barajas, the left-handed hitting DH, he steps up, and he's still looking for his extra base hit. And he's had some clutch home runs this year, but none would be clutcher than right now. It's only the bottom of the fifth, but man, it feels later than that. First pitch on the way, broken bat, hit over to the left side of the infield, picked up by the third baseman, throw across from Cotton to first is in time. It's a 5-3 putout, and that bat was in pieces. So the Rafters do score three runs thanks to the three-run shot by Landon Gaz. Those three runs came on two hits. There were no errors, and the Rafters left one on base. We head to the top of the sixth. It's 9-8 Dock Spiders here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Hey, Rafters fans. Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
What a fifth inning for the Rafters. A three-run homer from Landon Gaz made it a one-run game. The Rafters have put up three runs in each of the last two innings to respond to the Dockspiders' six-run fourth. Justin Battle back out to work here for his third inning of the game. He took over in the fourth inning for Preston Steiner, and he's retired six of the seven batters that he faced. Now up to Devin Nunez, the leadoff man in the order for the Dockspiders. It's their 1-2-3 batters. Devin Nunez, T.P. Wentworth, and Parker Knoll due up. 1-0 count to Nunez. He fouls this one towards the first base coach, and now it moves 1-1. Nunez, the left-handed hitting DH for the Dockspiders. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Justin Battle on the mound. And Battle threw 32 pitches through his first two innings. It's relatively efficient, but he's starting to get up to more of his cap as the 1-1 count is taken for strike number two. 1-2 the count. Nunez, 1-3. He doubled his last time up back in the fourth inning. He had two RBIs on it and eventually came around to score. But prior to that, he ended up flying out to center field and struck out swinging in the first. Brent Gallegos warming up in the Rafters bullpen, but before that, it will be a pitch clock violation against Justin Battle, and he kind of wore that one. He realized it and wasn't going to force the pitch, as that brings the count 2-2. Devin Nunez at the plate, trying to stay alive, and that pitch just outside for ball number three. So a full count to the lefty batter, trying to lead off the inning with a base runner for the Dockspiders. 3-2 the count on the way home, and a check swing. He did not go. It misses outside for ball number four. It's the second time that Devin Nunez has reached base. Well, I got to imagine that Justin Battle is reaching his limit shortly, and that's why they've got Brent Gallegos warming up, but they want Battle to at least record some more outs here. And Battle's last time out, it was the late game for him that really did him the damage. He went 2-2/3 at Madison, but it was late in that third inning that he allowed three of those four runs. The other run came across in the first inning that he came into the game. So it has been these late innings for him as he's worked past 30-40 pitches that have done him damage. Pitch on the way home is called for a strike, an 0-1 count. T.P. Wentworth up at the plate. Runner on first is Devin Nunez. And looking at Nunez's numbers this season, well, not too much time to work off of, but he doesn't have a stolen base in his previous three games as the 0-1 is fouled back by Wentworth to bring it 0-2. And Wentworth, 1-for-2 on the game. He had a 2-RBI double in the fourth inning. Rounded out 4-3 in the third, and he walked in the first. 0-2 the count with the runner on first base. Battle looks back there and now gets set. Looking on home. Battle takes his time, now brings up the leg and fires. It's well hit towards center field. On the run back is the Rafters center fielder Clayton at the wall. He makes the catch. Didn't have to hop, though. He was tracking that one pretty well, and it's caught for out number one. So brings up Parker Knoll, as that one was hit very well towards center field, and a little bit harder, or maybe a little bit more wind, it would have gone out of here, but not quite tonight. Parker Knoll up with a runner on first and one away. Still 9-8, the Dock Spiders lead here in the top of the sixth inning. First pitch on the way home to Knoll. It's on the inside edge, called for strike number one. Knoll 0-for-3 on the game. All three have been strikeouts, and I've talked about it a little bit this year, but Knoll has certainly struggled from the plate. He hadn't been very strikeout prone early in the season. He had just one strikeout entering this game. 0-1 count taken outside. Ball number one makes it 1-1. However, Knoll, 3 strikeouts in this one. He's quadrupled his season strikeout totals in one game. His 7th game of the season. 1-1 the count on the way home to Parker Knoll, and he fouls this one away to bring it 1-2. So Knoll, 1 strike away from striking out for the 4th time tonight. And in the first game, Knoll went 0-for-4, but he did draw a walk. And none of those 4 outs were strikeouts. 1-2 the count, but a pickoff move back to first and couldn't quite get him as Devin Nunez barely slid back in time. It was a great pickoff move from Justin Battle, but just not quite good enough. So still a 1-2 count to Parker Knoll. And Battle will try and deal with him. Another pickoff move back to first base. And so, once again, Nunez is safe back at the bag. On deck, it's James Hankerson Jr., who hit a home run earlier in the game back in that third inning. 1-2 the count on the way home, and the pitch comes, and this one is sent well out towards center field. Clayton on the run back, and he leaps and makes the catch over his shoulder. Oh, yeah! Royce Clayton Jr. continuing to flash the leather out there in center field. It's another flyout for the Dock Spiders. And that brings up James Hankerson Jr. with 2 away and the runner still on first base. Now that was a tough catch to make. Clayton kind of just had to stick the glove out and hope that it went in there as he had to extend to his full reach. And able to make the play on there. Wow. 2 outs, 1 on, and at the plate, James Hankerson Jr. takes the first one outside for ball number one. Justin Battle on the line for a season-long 3 innings pitched. His previous time went 2 2/3, so he's certainly looking to get back in the deep innings. And another pickoff move back to first base keeps the runner on. Battle has pitched 3 seasons at North Alabama. This past season, Battle pitched 9 games, throwing 13 innings out of the bullpen. And on the 1-0 count here, it misses low for ball number 2, now 2-0 the count. And so Battle, trying to keep his strong season momentum rolling along. He allowed just 7 earned runs over 13 innings, just over a 4.5 ERA. A 2-0 count on the way home. This one is ripped down the right field line, and it will stay fair. Lands in the outfield grass in front of Kobayashi, who will throw it in, but not before the runner advanced from second to third. So it's a 2-out single for James Hankerson Jr. as Devin Nunez goes from first to third on it as well. brings up Landon Mensick with Hankerson on first, Nunez on third, and two away in the top of the sixth. Dock Spiders already up one run, and Justin Battle trying to keep it at just that. That's the second hit that Battle has allowed over his 2 2/3 innings. Trying to go through three complete. Righty-righty pitch, and this one misses in the dirt and gets away from Adrian as the run will come across to score, and it's now 10-8 Dock Spiders in the top of the sixth. And that one a tough one as it just got away from Nick Adrian, not able to keep it in front of him. And nearly able to work out of that inning, but not quite. Goes in as a wild pitch. Now a runner on second base with two outs here in the top of the sixth. Still Landon Mensick at the plate. 1-0 count is taken for strike number one. 1-1 the count. And Mensick 0-3 on the game. Despite his really otherworldly numbers entering this one. And he wasn't named an all-star. I mentioned this earlier, but it's still shocking to think about as the 1-1 count misses outside for ball number two. A 2-1 count. And despite that, I mean, it was tough competition. I've talked about this plenty of times, but I feel like he should be named like an honorary all-star of sorts. 2-1 count, gets a swing and a miss for strike number two. 2-2 the count. Now, personally, I did not vote for him. But, like I mentioned, we've got so many other great batters in the outfield and in the other positions as well. And you really just got to have, I mean, crazy numbers to make the All-Star game. 2-2 count is on the outside edge, called for strike number three. Mensick goes down for the fourth time this game, and it's the fourth strikeout for Justin Battle as he goes through three innings. But he did allow the one run in the sixth inning on one hit. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. So we head to the bottom of the sixth. It is 10-8 Dock Spiders here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
And the bottom of the sixth comes your way here on the WFHR airwaves. But before this inning gets started, there was a pitching change for the Dock Spiders as Ben Caston comes into the game for Ryan Ament. And Ament did not have the night he was hoping for. Ends his game going one inning pitched. He had allowed three runs. All three were earned on two hits. There were two walks, no strikeouts, no hit batters, no balks, and along with that, no wild pitches. He faced a total of seven batters and did so on 19 pitches. First pitch from Caston on the way is taken for strike number one. Hayden Carlson leading off the bottom of the sixth inning, and an 0-1 count to Carlson. Right-handed hitting shortstop, it's a righty-righty matchup with the new man on the mound. 0-1 count is fouled back to bring it 0-2. Carlson, 1-for-3. He singled with an RBI his last time up back in the fourth inning. And, man, I tell you what, this guy Carlson, he has been absolutely crushing the baseball for the Rafters. And trying to keep that rolling along here. And we go back to last game, and it wasn't quite what he was hoping for. But in this one, trying to get back on the right track, and the 0-2 count is fouled back as it remains 0-2. Carlson went 0-for-3 with a hit-by-pitch and reached on an error in the first game of the day. This one, 1-for-3, so keeps the on-base streak alive and starts a new hit streak. 0-2 count, check swing, but he didn't go as that one misses outside for ball number one. And well, that second game that he had in a Rafters uniform back at Fond du Lac, 4-for-5 in the game. Man, he was red hot. 1-2 the count is fouled off, and well, Carlson, I didn't get a chance to talk to him after the game, but I mean, I'm sure that's something that he'll always remember, going 4-for-5 with a home run. So certainly something that make your mom proud, you know, as this one is fouled off down the right field line as that one goes out of play. And so Carlson remains alive up at the plate, and a guy who really is just trying to get back on the right track. It's been a tough run for him collegiately and getting settled in, but here in the Northwoods League, it's been a different story. But swings and misses at that pitch on the seventh of the at-bat. He goes down on strikes, and that's the first strikeout of the game of Hayden Carlson. First one as well for Ben Caston, the righty on the mound for the Dock Spiders. And looking at his numbers this year, Ben Caston, entering this game, he had a 5.59 ERA. This is his sixth appearance of the season. And the first pitch to Eric Harper is fouled down the third baseline to bring the count to 0-1. Eric Harper, the right-handed hitting second baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup. With one away and the bases empty in the bottom of the sixth. 10-8, the Dock Spiders lead. 0-1 the count, misses outside to bring it 1-1. Harper's last time up grounded out to first base in the fourth inning. He struck out swinging in the third. He also singled in that first inning. 1-1 the count on the way home. It's outside for ball number two. 2-1 the count. Hiroto Kobayashi is on deck, due up here in the bottom of the sixth. Rafters down two runs, trying to get back into this one. And Ben Caston, certainly a guy that you can do that against, as this pitch misses high and not really much of a check swing, but they're going to go down anyways, make the appeal. And, of course, it was not a swing. I hardly saw the bat get off the shoulders on that one. Not sure what they were appealing for. 3-1 the count to Eric Harper, who's trying to get on for the second time today and sends one out towards right field, going deep to the warning track. It's at the wall, and it's out of here! Booyah! Eric Harper! His first home run in a Rafters jersey. It's a home run derby for the Rafters. They do know that's not until Monday, right? Well, I'm not going to tell them. I'll let them keep mashing. Third home run of the game for the Rafters. It's the second time this season they've hit three home runs in a game. And it makes it a one-run affair in the bottom of the sixth. 10-9, the Dock Spiders lead, and Hiroto Kobayashi up at the plate takes that one high for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Let's see if we can get a double booyah. Kobayashi, no home runs yet, but still looking for it as that one misses inside for ball number two, a 2-0 count. Now, he hasn't been one to hit for much power. He is more of a contact swinger. That's deep out to left field. 2-0 the count, but that one misses outside. And Kobayashi's going to work on base any way that he can. Seeing a 3-0 lead in the count, probably not going to swing here. He's very fundamental about his plate approach. 3-0 count, and he takes that one on the outside edge for strike number one. He did step the front foot forward, but that more of a I'm just going to make it seem like I'm going to swing gesture, I assume at the very least. Didn't get the bat off the shoulders. 3-1 the count, and this is outside for ball number four. So Kobayashi on for the second time today. He's walked his last two plate appearances, and it brings up Royce Clayton Jr. to the plate with a runner on first and one out in the bottom of the sixth. It's 10-9 Dock Spiders. The tying runner is on first base. The go-ahead runner at the plate. Royce Clayton Jr., man, I tell you what, he has come oh so close to a home run so many times this season for the Rafters. If there's going to be a game where he gets one, it feels like it would be tonight, as that pitch misses away for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Elton Santana is warming up in the Dock Spiders bullpen. Clayton, I've talked to him before, especially early in the season when he was getting all those doubles, as the 1-0 count is in there for strike number one. I was like, man, you're crushing this one hard. And he's just like, yeah, but I just haven't got the home run. I tell you what, he had one absolutely smoked in Green Bay earlier in the year as well. Hit that one to the deepest part of the ballpark there. And I tell you what, that is a deep ballpark. Swings and misses at this one to make it 1-2. And he almost sent one probably 410 feet in Green Bay. Still wasn't able to get it out of the park, though. And it was just a normal flyout. So still looking for that. Runner thought about taking off from first, but instead it misses inside for ball number two. 2-2 the count to Royce Clayton Jr., the right-handed hitting center fielder, trying to move that runner over from first. Only one out here in the bottom of the sixth. One-run game. Ben Caston sends the pitch home, but just misses high. It's now 3-2. Full count to Royce Clayton Jr., with Hiroto Kobayashi on first base. Clayton drew a walk back in the fourth inning. Runner taking off from first, 3-2 count. It's a swing and a miss. Throw on down to second. The tag is in time. It's a double play. Kobayashi can't believe it. I don't know if I've ever seen him that frustrated before. He is a very calm guy, but man, he kind of just looks like, what the heck? As that one is called for a double play on the strikeout and caught stealing. So we head to the seventh inning. Another home run for the Rafters. One run on one hit. There were no errors, and there was nobody left on base. Top of the seventh coming your way next. This is WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Here in the top of the seventh, it is a 10-9 Dock Spiders lead. They'll look to add some insurance here as they will take on a new pitcher for the Rafters. It's the right-handed pitching Brent Gallegos taking over for Justin Battle. Battle taking over in the fourth inning. He went three innings pitched, allowed two runs. Both were earned on two hits, one walk, four strikeouts. He did have one wild pitch, faced 12 batters, and threw 53 pitches. now hands it off to Gallegos, who's taking on the leadoff man, Taylor Freeman. And the first pitch to him misses for ball number one. Taylor Freeman has now led off four separate innings. All four of his plate appearances have been leadoff. And I tell you what, he has been incredible. He's a triple shy of the cycle, a home run, a double, and a single. 1-0 the count on the way home, and he was trying to get it there. He swings and misses to make it 1-1. And I do wonder, if he sends one to the wall, is he going to try and book it for third no matter what? I don't know. 1-1 the count with Gallegos on the mound. And the pitch on the way home. This one's ripped down the left field line, reaching foul territory. It will hit the grass and moves it 1-2. That one was a well-hit ball, but that one wasn't going to give you three bases. But it was going to give him an extra base hit, most likely, if it had gotten down in fair territory. Moon off in the distance out here as the lights come on at Witter Field. 1-2 the count to Freeman, the right-handed hitting second baseman. Righty-righty matchup as Gallegos looks back to center field. Now brings the pitch home. Fastball misses inside for ball number two. 2-2 the count. And Gallegos, his last time out, not his best performance. 1 2/3 innings. He allowed three runs. All three were earned. But he had a very strong first appearance in the second half. 2-2 count. Just away for ball number three. It's a full count to Freeman. Still looking for his fourth hit on the game. Freeman from Lawrence University. Entered this game batting 154. And now stepping off the mound, Brent Gallegos will make sure that he's all good. And before that, Landon Gaz coming over to chat with him about something. Gaz and Gallegos talking it over, and now Gaz back towards first base as Taylor Freeman trying to get things rolling along here. And you look at the way that he didn't play in that first game. You're wishing right now, hey, maybe he should have. It was a close one, but Doc Spider still ended up on top, so they'll be fine with it. 3-2 the count for Freeman, and this one way outside for ball number four, and Freeman on for the fourth time today. Brings up Jonathan Fitz to the plate with a runner on first and nobody out in the top of the seventh. Still a one-run Doc Spiders lead. Brent Gallegos over that past week. It was a bit rough for him and all trying to get back on the right track. His numbers on the season, he had gotten back in his favor, but recently dropped back down to an 8.82 ERA as the first pitch on the way to Jonathan Fitz misses low for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Fitz, the right-handed hitting catcher, he's hit the ball hard all three of his plate appearances, but he's been recorded out twice. 1-0 count on the way, and that one misses low for ball number two. Now 2-0, and Fitz, right-handed hitting catcher. It's a righty-righty matchup, but before that, it'll be a mound visit as Nick Adrian goes out to have a chat with Gallegos yet again. And now Mike Spears going out. Everyone wants to talk to Gallegos. He's a popular guy tonight. And so Spears going to talk a little bit of strategy after Nick Adrian does as well. Does Gallegos threw six pitches for the walk, and now he throws two to Jonathan Fitz. 2-0 the count. And with that, Spears going to make sure that he's in the right mindset. As Gallegos, two-way player for the Rafters, but mostly a pitcher. It's Gallegos' first season in the Northwoods League as he comes over as a freshman from Butte College. He followed over Butte assistant coach Eric Robles. Robles, the first base coach and hitting coach for the Rafters. But Gallegos working in to the bullpen as well. 2-0 the count. Pitch comes home, and that one is in there for strike number one. 2-1 the count, and Fitz 1-for-3 on the game. His one hit came in the fourth inning. But his last time up, he flew out over to left field on a well-hit ball. but just not hitting the right spot. 2-1 count, runner taking off, and this one is sent high in the air towards deep center field. Clayton on the run back. He'll turn and give it a glance as it is way out of here. Oh, man. Dead center from Jonathan Fitz, and it is now a 3-run Dock Spiders lead in the top of the seventh. Not the pitch that Gallegos was looking for, but definitely the one that Fitz was. He saw it and did not miss. It is the third home run of the game for the Dock Spiders. Sixth home run on the night between both teams. After the earlier game, didn't see a single home run from either team. Well, sorry, the Rafters had two home runs in the ninth inning. From the ninth inning on, there have been 8 home runs since the game earlier today. Rafters have hit 5 home runs today, and the Dock Spiders 3, as that pitch is fouled back by Tommy Guggins to bring the count 0-1. So, if you were in the mood for fireworks because you missed 4th of July or whatever the reason, well, this is the night for you. 0-1 the count, as Tommy Guggins did try to put a bunt down there. This is not the game for putting down bunts, I tell you what. Although, the Rafters did get a bunt single from Eric Harper earlier in the game. As the 0-1 count drops in there for a strike, it's now 0-2. Guggins, 0-2 on the game. He struck out swinging his last time up back in the fifth inning. He drew a walk in the fourth, and he struck out swinging in the second. 0-2 the count here, and he watches that one, and it misses below the zone for ball number one. 1-2 the count. Still nobody out in the top of the seventh inning. It's 12-9, the Dock Spiders. Gallegos brings the leg up, fires home, swing, and a miss. Strike number 3. It's the third time that Tommy Guggins has gone down on the strikeout. And it's the first out of the seventh inning. Brings up Jaron Cotton with the bases empty and one away in the top of the seventh. And Cotton, 1-2 on the game. His last time up, he struck out swinging in the fifth. So trying to get back to what he did earlier in the game, he walked in the fourth and he singled in the second. It's a righty-righty matchup with Gallegos still on the mound. Brings the leg up and fires home, and ooh, a lot of movement on that pitch as it goes in and hits the inside edge on the lower part of the zone for strike number 1. 0-1 the count. And Aaron Cotton, the right-handed hitting third baseman from the University of Nebraska, takes that one inside for ball number 1, a 1-1 count. And Cotton, the 6'4", 200-pound junior, comes from Leander, Texas. And he had been struggling entering today, but he's played in both games as that pitch misses away for ball number 2. 2-1 the count earlier today, was batting in the 7-hole, went 1-3 with an RBI and a walk. Scored a run as well and had a stolen base. That really loaded up the box score. And in this one, he's got a single and a walk as well. So not too bad of a day for him as the 2-1 count misses inside, brings it 3-1. Not an explosive day from Cotton, but certainly better than his season averages. As it's a 3-1 count in the righty-righty matchup. Gallegos taking his time, now brings it home, and that one is going to hit off of the knee of Cotton. That did not look comfortable, and so he'll take his time as he tosses his equipment to the side. It's a hit by pitch. Would have been ball number 4 either way. And now Jaron Cotton on to first base with only one out in the top of the seventh. Still a 3-run Dock Spiders lead thanks to the 2-run shot from Jonathan Fitz earlier in the seventh. And in case you tuned in a little bit later, let's go back and see how it all happened. I already mentioned a ton of home runs in this game. Well, it was 1 run in the second, 1 run in the third, and 6 runs in the fourth inning for the Dock Spiders. That put them up on the scoreboard 8-2. Then they scored 1 in the fifth and 1 in the sixth. They've scored in each of their last 5 innings. Runner taking off for second and the pitch missing high. Not able to get the throw off. It's a 1-0 count to Nunez. A stolen base. for Jaron Cotton, his second of the day after stealing one earlier in game number one. 1-0 the count with one away and a runner in scoring position. Pitch on the way home. This one sent up the middle and past the diving glove of Carlson into center field. Here comes Cotton from third. The throw on home. It's off the line. And it's an RBI single from Devin Nunez. Makes it a 13-9 Dock Spiders lead. They're back up by four here in the seventh. And the Rafters pitching just not able to limit the damage here. The Dock Spiders have scored three runs in the seventh now, as four of the five batters Brent Gallegos has faced has reached base. The runner on first, Devin Nunez, and the pitch misses outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. T.P. Wentworth now up at the plate. Left-handed hitting right fielder. It's a lefty-righty matchup, so works in favor of the batter, and Wentworth 1-for-3 on the game. The 1-0 count misses low and brings a 2-0. Wentworth's last time up, he flew out to center field back in the sixth inning. But prior to that, he had a 2-RBI double in the fourth. 2-0 count. Gallegos fires. It's outside for ball three. 3-0 the count, and Gallegos just off with his command a little. That one did not miss by much. But Devin Nunez there on first base. 3-0 count and a swing and a foul back. An interesting swing from T.P. Wentworth. Obviously, he's got a ton of power.